want to play a few clips from Trump and Elon Musk. And when six afterwards, you want a bunch of stations. I'm going to get into all the big developments with the WHO declaring a health emergency and a Tedros announcement. What's really happening in Russia with this big NATO invasion into Russia? Like a side note, oh, NATO's invaded Russia. I mean, absolutely insane. Things are getting crazier and crazier by the minute. We're going to go over it all in this next hour and so much more. But here are some of the most important clips of Trump saying, hey, I already believe in God, but I believe in God so much more. Thank God for saving me on July 13th.
A critical juncture.
Yeah, the clip we're going to play is
clip. I mean, the assassination attempt, which was an incredible thing. And I have to say that, you know, your actions after that assassination attempt were inspiring. You know, you, instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were pumping your fist in the air and saying, fight, fight, fight. And I think that's, I mean, you know, the president of the United States represents America. And I think that is America. That is strength under fire. And so that's, you know, a big, you know, part of the reason why I was excited to endorse you as the president of the United States for having another term here is that was just incredibly inspiring. But I mean, what was it like for you?
Not pleasant. I have to be honest. I said there was blood. I had more blood. I didn't know I had that much blood. The doctors later told me that the ear is a place that is a very bloody place if you're going to get hit. But in this case, it was probably the best alternative you could even think about because it went at the right angle. And, you know, it was a hard hit. It was very, I guess you would say surreal, but it wasn't surreal. You know, I was telling somebody you have instances like this or like a lot less than this where you feel it's a surreal situation. And I never felt that way. I knew immediately that it was a bullet. I knew immediately that it was at the ear.
Yeah.
And because it, you know, it hit very hard, but hit the ear. And I also heard people shout, bullets, bullets, you know, get down, because I moved down pretty nicely, pretty quickly. And we had bullets flying right over my head after I went down. So I'm glad I went down. The bigger miracle was that I was looking in the exact direction of the shooter. And so it hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was, for those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that. You have to, you know, I'm a believer. Now I'm more of a believer, I think. And a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. But it was amazing that I happened to be turned just at that perfect angle. And all because I put down a chart on immigration that showed that the numbers were so great. I love that chart even more now.
Maybe it's a sign. Maybe that's a sign. You know?
It's an immigration sign.
You highlighted a serious issue. And at that moment, the bullet missed your, you know, hit your ear, but you know, missed your head. I mean,
the amazing thing is that the sign, I said, bring down that sign on immigration. And it was literally about an eighth of a second where it would be good. And after that, it was going to be a disaster, no matter which way you were facing. But it just had that perfect angle, which was exactly at this shooter. Very sad situation. Yeah. They're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from countries that are stupidly and horribly bombing Israel October 7th. They're coming from all over the world. And you know, you look at, it's so sad, October 7th, because it should have never happened.
Yeah.
It's so sad when you look at Ukraine. It should have never happened. We have a defective government. These are defective people, and they're not people that should be running it. But where you see it the best is the border. Because
by the way, we just went up by another 100,000 viewers on 1X feed. You had all our X feeds together, about 2 million. InfoWars feed, it's about 3 million. Everybody retweet, repost, live feed of Trump, Elon Musk censored. All right, let's stop right there. Playing a few clips from the Trump coverage we did Monday night. It's Wednesday, back in 60 seconds with the new UN pandemic declaration. A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, .999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, this is a broadcast that, other than Trump, is the most demonized thing in the world by the globalists, because they hate our guests, they hate our stories, they hate our reports, they hate our analysis of what the bad guys are doing, because the average person tunes in here and it makes a lot of sense. They then check out our claims, they find out we're super accurate, we're certainly trying to tell the truth, unlike corporate media, and the show just grows as freedom grows, and that makes the establishment really mad. So I could have the archivists do this, and we probably should, but in the last 2 years, I probably said 1,000 times to the obnoxious level that they're going to create a new pandemic right before the election. And when they failed 3 months ago to pass their UN takeover of all the countries on paper, they still have the countries quietly doing it in Europe and Australia, and of course the U.S. government's involved as well, quarterbacking it. But I said, since their treaty failed, they're really going to create fear. So they tried the bird flu and had their PCR test turned up really high the last few months and killed millions of chickens and hundreds of thousands of cows and ran around fear-mongering, but nobody bought into it. And the FDA and people came out and said, well, we want everybody that works around cows to wear hazmat suits. Cows are all deadly. They're going to make you sick. People were like, give me a freaking break. And it's the same thing with chickens. So the bird flu didn't work, but they did authorize the shots for that. mRNA garbage 2 weeks ago. But that didn't create fear. So they tried monkeypox with stories, remember over a year ago, in Pennsylvania, a truck turned over and deadly monkeys, like a horror movie, got out and they got monkeypox. And then monkeypox is everywhere. And then it was homosexual men in like New York and San Francisco that have hundreds of partners a month, literally. And a few of them got this monkeypox, reportedly from like eating poop or something, is how you have to do it. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. Just type in, you know, gay men monkeypox onto X or something. Actually, who knows what will come up. But the point is that that's what's going on. But that didn't work. So people know monkeypox is already debunked. So now it's mpox. Kind of like, oh, there's a new variant. There's the flirt variant of COVID. So they're telling you COVID's back. They're telling you all this stuff's back. And let me tell you, there's a lot of weird illnesses going on. They did inject billions of people with experimental stuff that causes other viruses to mutate. That's very real. So there's a lot of weird crap going on, but we're all eating GMO. We're in 5G. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't fortify your immune system and be ready for whatever they're going to release. In fact, more so than ever. But it's just insane. So here's Tedros, by the way, who ran the health system in Ethiopia for the communist dictatorship. Reportedly, over 1.5 million people died of cholera. He wouldn't give them aid. So they're like, well, this guy kills his own people. We'll just promote him up to the top. And now he's always saying, censor everybody. And you heard his mouthpiece say, I met with Tedros, and he agrees we need to use UN troops on Americans to make them take shots during the next lockdown. Did you hear what I just said? I remember the old-timers. When I was first getting on air 30 years ago, the UN plans to invade. And I'm like, that'll never happen. No one will put up with it. They're like, well, here's 7277, and here's the document, 1963, and it was all real. I'm like, yeah, let them try that. But see, they don't come with UN helmets. They come to the medical system and the bureaucracy and a central banking system to track everybody. So that's what they've been wargaming, how they're trying to create all this hysteria. Here's Tedros.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
This is so transparent. Their global power grab treaty fails. They're still ramming it through piecemeal per country, and now they need more fear. And so right on time, it's mpox. Wow. These guys mean business, don't they? WHO declares global emergency over new mpox. Oh, it's not monkeypox last year. Now it's mpox. Does that scare you? All right, now let's get into what I mentioned earlier, but it's a really big deal. I mean, this story is so big. What's happened so big. I'm almost pinching myself that we're here in the year 2024 on August 14th on this Wednesday, talking about a week-long invasion of NATO. That's who's running it, funding it, giving them the weapons, giving them the mercenaries, into Russia, out of Ukraine, to draw Russian forces away from the security line they've created and all the rest of it. And it's a major escalation. It's a major provocation to make it look like Ukraine is going to win this war. Obviously, Russia is going to organize, and it's already been, you know, in major combat with these groups, but they flooded a bunch of well-trained soldiers and drones and armored vehicles and tanks into rural areas, just invading little towns, blowing everything up, and then the tanks roll out and hide in the woods, and the troops hide in the woods and wait for the Russians to come, and they kill them. And this is why Russia said they went into Ukraine, was the 10 years of destabilization of Ukraine and shelling Russian areas on the border. And contrary to what the media is spinning, this is only going to harden support for President Putin, who is a moderate compared to the hardliners, if he was removed. So here's the headlines. Biden administration says direct contact with Ukraine over invasion of Russia happens every few hours. We'll play the clip in a moment. Kursk attack, a military red line has been crossed. NATO's denying that they were involved, but of course they're running the whole thing. Polish soldiers ramp up training for trench warfare and direct war with Russia. Putin says Ukraine will receive a worthy response over Kursk incursion. Putin accuses Kiev of participating and perpetrating war crimes and vows strong response as Ukraine claims to control almost 400 square miles of Russian territory. So the headline is Russia invaded by NATO. First time since World War II, Russia is being invaded on its territory. Lindsey Graham has been over there along with Marco Rubio when the whole attack got launched. So they're very, very proud of themselves. Putin pulls units out of Ukraine in humiliating retreat from invasion, says The Sun. Ukraine pounds Russia with drones and says it's advancing deeper, Washington Post. Ukraine seizes more land in a week than Russia managed in 8 months. Russia has said from the beginning it wants that control area on the eastern part of Ukraine. It doesn't want to take all of Ukraine. So this is so dangerous. I want to play a couple clips here. One of them is Biden, clip 12. First public reaction to Zelensky's attack on the Kursk region. And then I want to go to a clip of Putin. Also talking about this as well. So here are both of those clips.
What do you have to say about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine? Have you spoken with anyone in the Ukrainian government?
I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. And it's creating a real dilemma for Putin and we've been in direct contact, constant contact with the Ukrainians. That's all I'm going to say about it while it's active.
...of the Ukrainians. They're trying to improve their negotiating positions in the future. But what negotiations could we even talk about with people who are attacking civilians, civilian infrastructure, or trying to create threats for nuclear industry facilities? What is there to even talk about with them?
And of course, at least four times the last 2.5 years, Ukraine has attacked the largest nuclear power plant in the world. The Russians hold there in eastern Ukraine, and it got blown up again. Thank God it didn't melt down, but it was on fire for the last 3 days. And the media said Putin's doing that. So this is all just complete and total absolute crazy town. I mean, just the headline, NATO forces invade Russia. The headline, largest nuclear power plant in the world on fire. I mean, look at it from miles away. Look at that. And it's being missile attacked. It's being shot by artillery. Yeah. And then they turn around and say Putin did it. Kind of like they said Putin blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, right? Along with the Keebler elves. So that's NATO terrorizing everybody. Ukraine says growing advance into Russia creates buffer zone, Reuters. So NATO is carving out, you pull up a map of Ukraine and Russia. You've got Ukraine right here and you got Russia. They're carving out a big piece of, you know, piece of Russia to have a war with Russia now in Russia. And Russia said they had to do that because NATO was planning to invade Russia. So anybody thinks this is a good idea needs their head examined. But thank God Trump did not pick his VP, Marco Rubio, or he would be pushing daisies. I mean, if he would have picked him, they'd have killed him. They'd have dropped a bomb on Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they want Marco Rubio in there. Total warmonger. Same thing with Lindsey Graham. Absolutely disgusting people. And again, these news stories are so dangerous, so insane. These developments are so horrible. I don't even... biggest nuclear reactor in the world on fire. You see the footage. NATO invading Russia. I mean, it's just, it's not even real. How crazy all of this is. And if you think you've seen crazy, what's that song from the 60s? You ain't seen nothing yet. Dun, dun, baby, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Find the best part of that song. Let's go out to break. Hell, 10 minutes from now, 12 minutes from now, with it. You ain't seen nothing yet. I forget who sings the song, but that's why I'm just so flabbergasted. And I've been sitting back saying, they're going to attack mainland Russia. They're going to expand that. They're going to do cyber attacks, open the borders up. They're going to try to cut the power off. They're going to try to kill Trump. And it's all happening because we have psychotics running the country. I mean, they openly had the Secret Service stand down. They got caught doing it, and now we've just moved on to the next story. Kamala Harris has done no interviews. She can't even hardly talk. She cackles like a witch, completely mentally ill. In the UK, if you say on Facebook, Muslims are raping us, you get 20 months in jail. And the left's like, we want that here. Totally bonkers. Total cuckoo. And that's what happens throughout history over and over again, is these empires decide to line up and kill each other, and then we get killed in the process. All right, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks I haven't gotten to. So let's get going here. Look at this stack right here. Ooh, this one is a big one. This one's really important right here. Do you know how much money it's cost if in just the last year and what it's estimated for next year to cost? For the illegal aliens that have been told to go to New York City or are being flown there from Texas and California, New Mexico, Arizona. If you're a radio listener, wait for it. It's already cost, in the last 12 months, $4 billion. The year before that, it cost $3.5 billion. When Biden first got in, $2 billion. It is set to top $5 billion with a B next year in New York to take care of the illegal aliens and give them driver's license. And here's the key. Yeah, it gives New York more Democrat apportionment in the census to get more Democrat seats. And then we've had Democrat congressmen and women admit that. They don't even deny it. Oh, we're going to win elections this. Not to mention the illegals voting actually in the election, but they get more blue seats in the jurisdictions they control. Call that a fait accompli. But the bigger issue here, that's not being covered, I mean, you know, obviously the top issue is the election fraud, is that the NGOs, they get State Department money and all the rest of it, they then make money, and it's a self-repeating process. It's self-renewing. It grows like a cancer. That these NGOs, there's only, you know, four or five big ones. There's a bunch of little ones, but if you look at like 90-plus percent of the money goes to four or five groups. Now, that big Jewish charity, the Catholic charities, and a couple others. But the Catholic and the Jewish charity are as big as each other, and they get like, I think 70% of the money if you add it up. But so even the other big ones are small parts. And they get diplomatic immunity, they get all this money, and they do all this, and they just bring in all these people, sign them up for welfare, get them jobs on top of it, skim money through the NGO lawyers. And just like the left farms homeless, and you know, you'll find about some homeless guy that lives in, you know, San Francisco or L.A., and you'll learn he's getting $100,000 a year in benefits, but he's only getting like 40 himself. The bureaucracy and the social workers farm them. And they get in contact with them almost every day, and they call them, they come see them, they bring them food, pat them on the head, and give them some more fentanyl, but they sign them up for all these goodies. Oh, you're disabled, even more money. They're farming them. Not a crop of beef or soybeans or corn or wheat or tomatoes. It's a crop of people, homeless people and illegal aliens. And the kids being smuggled and disappeared everywhere is the gravy for the pedophiles. So look at this headline. It's a huge New York Post article. It's over 20 pages long. It's excellent. I suggest you read it. Here it is. New York City migrants, you mean illegal aliens, crisis cost will crack an eye-popping $5 billion on shelter, security, and food. Amount could double. So I'm sorry. I read this earlier and I forgot. It's going to be bigger than $5 billion. Sorry, it's just $5 billion right now. So it started out at $2 billion a few years ago. It's up to almost $5 billion, and it's set to double. And you got to go read the full report. And we're talking concierge stuff because they need to get these folks up here. They can sign them up and exploit them. And here's the actual report out of New York. The Road Forward, a blueprint to address New York City's response to the asylum seeker crisis. That's why the mayor and the governor says, come here. But then when people get mad, oh, actually don't come here. But they want them to come there. All that's okay because over in France, you know, that man that beat up the women and won the gold medal? A couple men won gold medals over there for, you know, beating up all the women. But he says he's a woman. France launches probe into alleged cyberbullying of Olympic boxer Imane Khalif. A scary looking dude. Britain's proof, globalists plan to use migrants as mercenary army against the West. Excellent article, Zero Edge. U.S. court reimposes disinformation device monitoring on January 6th defendant. He walked in the Capitol for 1 minute, hurt no one, left, but he's not allowed to post pro-Trump stuff, the judge says. That's disinformation. That's America. That's not England. That's going on here. Like China in 2019, Hong Kong protest, UK government doubles down on threats to catch those involved in immigration protests. Specialists and UK police teams target hate on social media. Breaking. UK judge sentences man to 20 months for saying Muslim migrants rape. Looks like the sky's blue. UK pensioner jailed 18 months for calling police. But the Muslims can run around screaming they're going to kill everybody. That's okay. UK's NHS, National Health Service, will now ask men if they are pregnant before x-rays. Yeah, the mental illness just continues. Watch live. UK's jailing of citizens for free speech. Coming to America if Harris elected, or she's already been selected. Alarm over surge in migrant murder and rapes in Britain. But again, you're not supposed to talk about it, or you go to jail, including journalists. Tyranny isn't coming, folks. It's here. And it's happening all over the Western world, and it's dangerous as hell. All right. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, and I want to come back, and I want to hit some really important information dealing with the poison shots and Fauci and some of the developments there. More on the border. Also, must-see TikTok personality delivers a powerful history lesson on Republican freedom fighters versus Democrats and slavery. So good. We're going to be airing that. We've also got more on the border. You know, it turns out it wasn't just Biden killing the DNA testing that was law that Trump put in of people that are coming in, a little kid with somebody that doesn't even their family, they test their DNA. Turns out Biden day one blocked it all when he got in because he wanted to be able to smuggle those kids. Very damning information coming up on that. Also, stolen valor, Walls plays victim. Quote, you should never denigrate another person's service record. No one denigrated your service record. You're a liar. All right, we're going to break. Again, for listeners, our products are the best there are. They're game-changing. They will empower your life. They will enrich you, and they'll fund this operation. And we've been sold out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our incredibly powerful 1,000 milligram with rose hips and zinc, the famous Linus Pauling Nobel Prize winning formula. It's available. I mean, any real formula is this. This is just the standard best there is. And ours is really organic and high quality. It's 40% off vitamin C with zinc with rose hips, 25% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and a lot of other great products as well, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, another that's been sold out for a while, limited run, came back in. And people are like, well, wait, I thought you couldn't order a new product. The new CRO we have under the federal bankruptcy is letting us order it. And he told me some interesting things, or told my lawyer some interesting things in the last few days. But I'm going to do an update soon on that. But we've got runway out until December now. And then probably after that, by the grace of God. But we don't want to take anything for granted. So it's important we have money to operate. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget drjonesnackles.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So much news to cover. Special guest coming up. I'll tell you about when she joins us. But I want to talk about Tim Walz and a stolen valor. I mean, if you go over it all now, bad stuff came out up front, but the really bad stuff came out. We played it in the last few days. He was in combat, he says. He was an officer higher up than what he said he was. He ran off from his unit when it became time for war. But on top of that, tampons in boys' bathrooms, sending in SWAT teams to attack people during the COVID lockdowns, shooting people with paintballs that are on their front porches. I mean, this guy is a punk, but now his dozens and dozens and dozens of visits to communist China for months on end, and people that knew him saying he collects Mao Zedong paraphernalia and loves Mao Zedong and says we should accept socialism, and that's neighborly. I mean, this guy is dangerous. So he says you should never denigrate another person's service. Well, you're lying about your service. We're not denigrating your service, but at least you're honest about wanting to cut little boys' penises off and wanting to attack people that, you know, sit on their porches during COVID lockdowns. But man, Viva Frye let the cat out of the bag earlier. The word is, as soon as these guys are locked in coming up the next few weeks at the DNC in Chicago, Trump is going to level their asses as if they're not already leveled. But, I mean, these are horrible candidates. That's why I think Viva Fry's right. They might kill Kamala to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat. This is a serious time to be alive. Here he is saying you should never denigrate another person's service.
Then in 2005, I felt the call of duty again, this time of being service to my country in the halls of Congress. My students inspired me to run for that office, and I was proud to make it to Washington. I was a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee and a champion of our men and women in uniform.
Democrats ripped him off. Democrats raped the veterans. We all know that.
I'm going to say it again as clearly as I can. I am damn proud of my service to this country. And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
So by that extension, he could say that he's Audie Murphy and has a Congressional Medal of Honor. And I've never been in the military, so I could just like, oh, I'm you know, captain, whatever. These guys are crazy, but they're desperate. It's what you'd expect. But the good news is people are getting sick of it. Remember 6 months ago, Letitia James persecuting Trump in New York? She ran on putting Trump in jail. Soros operative. She got up in front of the firefighters, and it's their right in America to boo. And the head of the firefighting group, this woman who probably couldn't even carry a fire extinguisher upstairs, she said, we will hunt you down. We will fire you. And they tried to fire people for booing a sack of filth. Because, again, she thinks we're not in America. She thinks we're in a totalitarian regime. Fascist pit bull, FDNY commissioner, blasted for planning to track down firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James. That was back in March. Well, now she has resigned. FDNY commissioner who threatened to hunt pro-Trump firefighters replaced. The first female fire commissioner of New York City is being replaced by the CEO of a local security firm facing backlash from her own firefighters after she investigated them for heckling the state attorney general. Well, good. Fire them all. Remove them. Former Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh. I mean, look at her. She's like all these globalists. Jacinda Ardern's, you know, over in New Zealand. They just absolutely think we live in North Korea. And listen, lady, I know you want us to live in a place like that, but we don't yet. But I go back to what I covered the first hour because I forgot to hit the stack. It was the most important to that whole area. They're everywhere saying Trump's losing in the polls. Those are fake polls. I've gone to the methodology of them. Remember the poll said Hillary was going to win 98% chance, was 20 points ahead. Now they say Kamala's 5 points ahead. Trump's continued attack on Harris raise stir fears. Trump's continued attack on Harris's rise stir fears he could question election outcome if he loses in November. Well, Democrats always do that, but he's not. He's saying she was appointed. She didn't get one vote. It's illegal. He should be pointing that out. So if they're already selecting her, they're going to try to select her in the election. Donald Trump press conference. Former president lashes out at Kamala Harris, crowd size, attacks her intelligence. Trump's running against Harris, but he can't seem to stop attacking Biden. Well, they're the ones that have been wrecking this country. A different level than 2020. Trump's plan to steal election is taking shape. So wait a minute. They indicted Trump for saying Georgia was stolen. It came out it was worse than what he said, illegals voting and the rest of it. But now the London Guardian says, no, Trump's going to steal it. So you're not supposed to say elections ever get stolen, though the U.S. government officially came out and said looks like Maduro stole it, which the evidence is clear he did. Exit polls were 65% for the other guy, who he's now arresting. Incredible. All right, I want to play a short little clip here that's gone viral. This is a must-see TikTok personality. Tribe Biz delivers a powerful history lesson on Republican freedom fighters and Democrats' slavery. We'll play that clip and then bring in our next guest and more breaking news. Stay with us.
Shout out the freedom fighters, the real freedom fighters who've always been freedom fighters here in America, the Republican Party. Shout out Donald J. Trump for trying to free us because he see what's going on. Now I'm going to take a second and go down history for all you misled, brainwashed, buffoons. Let's do it. Do you know who that is? That's Levi Coffin, the guy who started the Underground Railroad into saving people, because him himself was in slavery too here in America. And I know they would like all black folks to think that they were only ones in slavery, but that's not true. He set out to free all people, and he was the leader of the Underground Railroad. I know you're wondering who Harriet Tubman was. She played the position. She was not the leader. Let's also shout out John Brown, who was a conductor, a Republican. They love to call him a radical. He was freeing slaves too. And John Brown was hung. But he was a Republican that didn't want to see us in slavery. No people. And did his best to try to free him. Oh, I'm finding out the truth now. Republicans didn't want you in slavery. Democrats did. So this so-called radical who were helping free slaves was hung. And guess who was in office? Mr. Buchanan himself. And he was a voice for the Democratic Party. Now the Democratic Party, it's time to wake up and smell not only the coffin, but into knots right now to keep on your neck. Now John Brown was called a radical. The radical Republican abolitionist. And most of these abolitionists that were white, because at this time they weren't letting a lot of color folks vote. They were Republicans. And most of the people that was fighting to keep your ass in slavery, they were people that was. Take a look at Black Wall Street, for example. Black Wall Street. Mainly colored folks in America doing good in this specific place. Was doing great, and they were all Republicans. But that set out a party. That's Mr. T.D. Evans, who was a known Democrat and Klans member. He was the mayor of Tulsa doing those riots. If you didn't know, Mr. J.B.A. Robinson, that's what I like to call him. I'm not going to say James Brooke Avers Robinson. There's no need to. Because we call him Mr. James B.A. Robinson. And what he did was, he was in trouble 3 times for misusing martial law. Also in trouble for bank fraud in Oklahoma. But he never got the chance to get his ass out because Oklahoma was being ran by Democrats who were Klans members. So, when it comes to Donald Trump, what's been doing? Trying to free the fucking people. Blessing be to the tribe, you hating motherfuckers. Give my boy your number.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not, and it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting. All right, this lady is a real patriot. She's one of the first doctors to come out when the whole fake pandemic began and expose what was really happening in her big press conferences. They're received by hundreds of millions in D.C. She's a fellow Texan. Dr. Stella Emanuel's here. She'll be hosting the fourth hour today. But I wanted to get her on for a little while with us up front. She's also a great sponsor of the operation to keep us on air. And she has an incredible product line, both of the best supplements. They're amazing. Just as good as ours. And she has some different ones that we don't have. and she has a prescription service and helped tens of thousands, or more than that, hundreds of thousands during the pandemic actually protect themselves. And she's been saying, and if we had enough crew, we'd do it. It's not the crew's fault. I forgot to tell them. You were on 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, saying they're going to declare a new pandemic. And they've got their emergency authorization for the bird flu poison shots ready. They're not calling it monkeypox now. It's mpox. Oh, get the Tedros clip ready. I'm going to play it again. The head of the WHO just came out and declared a global emergency
on monkeypox
to try to ram through their treaty and to create fear ahead of the election with only 80-something days left. WHO declares global emergency over new mpox outbreak. You called it, Dr.
Yes.
And so here we are. Dr. Stella Emanuel is our guest. We'll put her website up on screen. But first, here's Tedros just an hour ago.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
So there you go. Dr. Stella Emanuel, you called it months ago that they would declare an emergency ahead of the election. They've done it. And you even called it would probably be monkeypox. Now they're not calling it monkeypox, they're calling it mpox, hoping we forget they tried this last year. What do you see coming?
Yeah, we have monkeypox. We have the FLIRT, which is the COVID. We also have dengue fever, and we have COVID. We have also bird flu. But yeah, there's a monkeypox outbreak going on right now. In fact, in Africa, they say in over 80 countries right now, there's a monkeypox outbreak. And I want to tell people, because to me, we heard about monkeypox for a while. We've been talking about it for now, you know. And a lot of people say monkeypox is just for people that are like in the gay community. No. Yes, it actually affects them more because they are in closer contact in whatever they do. But actually, monkeypox can affect you by just rubbing yourself on the person that has those sores and everything. And it's going around. But this is what I want to tell people about monkeypox. If you go online right now, you're going to Google, there's this thing called pitcher plant, Sarracenia purpura. It was an old Indian remedy that they used for smallpox. And a lot of the people that, in America, when America started, a lot of people that had smallpox outbreak, they used the pitcher plant or Sarracenia purpura. We actually got one of our naturopathic doctors to produce this in pox defense that you can help to build your immunity against monkeypox. For COVID, of course, and bird flu, and even the flu, dengue, they are all mRNA viruses. If you go, if just Google dengue fever and hydroxychloroquine, Google COVID and hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they have several, they have a lot of studies that shows that these things work. So what I try to tell people right now is that, please be prepared. Don't wait till this thing pops up in your house or there's a great thing going on and everybody's getting sick before you get prepared. So that is why we have put together our telemedicine services that can go all over the country, all 50 states. Go on our website, drstellamd.com, get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Go on our marketplace, get pox defense, get COVID vites so that you can be able to protect yourself. You know, most of these viruses, they are RNA viruses. They are sensitive to zinc. I'm going to talk about it a little more in my next segment. They are sensitive to zinc, but zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs like quercetin, elderberry, or hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin to enter the cell. So most people that eat food, the regular zinc we have in our food cannot come into your system. So that is why we have supplements that will help open zinc channels and allow zinc into your system. You can Google these studies. They are all in the NIH. You know,
and they now had to admit you were right and others were right. Dr. Zelenko was right that this stuff really works. But expanding on that, you just got back from Africa. You're going to talk more about that next hour.
Yes.
You just spent several weeks there. How did you predict they'd do a pandemic? And obviously there's some real stuff going on. Is it like COVID where they're releasing it themselves or a new version? Like, how did they know months ago, oh, Bird flu hasn't jumped into humans, but it will soon. Normally, that takes hundreds of years for it to mutate.
Yes.
If they're predicting and it's happening, are they releasing it?
I mean, if you start hearing them talking about it, you just have to be able to read. Because usually I go online and I look at health news worldwide and I see what WHO is saying. And since their pandemic treaty did not go through and they're going to try to do something to disrupt the election. And even if they don't, if God does not show us mercy and that lady thing gets get enthroned in America, we are really toast. They're going to like implement their system seriously. So right now they have to do disruptive events. They have to make people sick so that they can accept vaccines.
Oh, black swans.
They have to do black swans in the crash the economy, crash banks, you know, weather events. You know, we've been having, before I travel, remember 4 days, there was no flight because they had this crowd strike thing that affected all airlines. People just wake up and realize that they are preparing us for this disruptive event. And what happens after the disruptive events? You can accept digitalization. If you just Google, I just traveled all over the world. It's so bad. In Africa, I was in Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda. There's so much digitalization everywhere. And right now, just you be prepared.
For people that don't know, Africa, other than China, is ahead of everybody, like Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria is crazy. You don't even know what's happening in Nigeria. They're starving in Nigeria. They're trying to bring the mark of the beast. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Nigeria, what's happening right now. But everything I want to tell people listening to me is that prepare yourself, prepare your family. Stock up food, stock up water. I'm going to talk about over-the-counter medicines you need in an emergency. Make sure you get prescription medications that you need. And you can get your COVID complete pack. Get the things that you need and start building your immunity.
And by the way, this is a no-brainer. And it's not like you just showed up today.
I've been saying this for a
long
time.
This forever, but you've been there day one. You've got some of the very best products in your medical doctor. Mm-hmm. You both have prescription service and you have this over-the-counter stuff that's second to none, and you're a great sponsor. That's a trifecta. Everybody should use promo code Alex to get an additional discount at drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com.
Yes, and please, for your family's sake, be prepared. Don't wait till something crazy happens. Really, please.
Go back to the last pandemic, and it was definitely, people were really sick, people were dying.
You see that package there? We have this package that has Covivites. It has monkeypox defense, which will be your immunity against monkeypox. It has the Covilites that will help you build your immunity against a lot of the viruses. And then it also has potassium iodide, because what if we if they nuke us? If they nuke us, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid. So we have a package there we call, you know, preparedness package, preparedness starter pack that can actually...
By the way, that nuclear reactor, the biggest in the world, is still on fire in Ukraine. Can you believe NATO just invaded Russia?
Can you imagine that? And in Russia, what do you think Russia is going to... Russia is in South America already. Russia is in the Caribbeans already.
They got nuke subs off Miami.
You know what I'm saying? So we really just have to realize that. People just wake up America, wake up people and realize that. Right now, just be prepared for whatever. Make sure you have food and everything. Make sure if you're locked up in your house. Right now, look at...
We're not being fearmongers. We're being realists.
Yeah.
This is the most dangerous time in human history right now. Well, why do you think that is?
Because it's the end times. You know, I tell people your greatest preparedness is to give your life to Jesus, because only God can protect us right now. This is the fight to the finish. Right now, if Trump, they will do everything to stop Trump. It's a fight to the finish, because they know that if Trump comes in and we have 4 more years, it's going to disrupt the globalist system. So there's a war in the heavenlies right now between the devil and God. And we human beings are just caught up in the crossfire. But the fight, there's a fight to the finish. So that's why I tell people, be prepared, spiritually prepared, physically prepared, you know, financially prepared, stock up food. You know, right now with bird flu, Alex, they are actually checking the sewer system to check for COVID and bird flu. When they are good and ready, they'll just lock down. They'll be like, well, we just check Cooks County or we just check Rapids County, and there's a lot of bird flu in the sewer, so we can just lock down that county.
They've said that's the plan.
You know,
and now we have Tedros and his minions saying, we want UN troops in America for the next lockdown. They're not saying that for nothing.
They're saying it. Everybody, they're saying it. So just wake up and be prepared. I would tell people, stock up food for a year. Make sure that if something bad happens, you can stay in your house and not come out of it. Have medication, have your food. Make sure your family is prepared. And prepare your children. Let them know that we're in rough times right now, so they don't go to school and somebody, you know, stick something in them without telling you. And please, don't take any of those mRNA vaccines. Don't take any of them. They are genetically modifying vaccines. They don't work for the diseases that they say they are. And I've said it over and over. COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. The vaccine is a Trojan horse for transhumanism. They want by 2025 for everybody, they want a digital ID to be everywhere by 2025. And just Google any country right now. Most countries are at very advanced level in their digital ID. Like I said, I just traveled. There were places that they didn't even check my boarding pass or passport. They just looked at my face and let me on the plane. This is getting really, really creepy. So I'm telling people, be prepared, prepare yourself. We're not scaring you, but if you're prepared, you're not going to be scared. If you have food and everything and they try to come after you, come after your family, you can stay home. You can sit around and ride this. And of course, guns and ammo. It's always a good thing to make sure they don't come barging into your house. I think the only reason that we're really surviving, Alex, is because we have guns.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, as bad as America is, it's still the best place.
You see, the best place to survive right now. So people should go to
drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, just drstellamd.com.
Yes.
Your telemedicine with all the prescriptions as well. It's all there, two different services and the great supplements. You need to go there. Mm-hmm. And they're a great sponsor, keeping us on air. Such a smart move. drstellamd.com, promo code Alex.
Yes, and please.
And they get, what, 10% off or something? I forget.
Yeah, they get like 5% off with the promo code. We actually have a 40% off running on the COVID vites that everybody needs. And if they use Alex, they get an extra 5% off. So, yes,
so there you go.
Right now, telemedicine, do your appointment, get this thing in your medicine cabinet before something crazy happens. Get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet now. You know, Latisha James in New York is actually trying to block doctors from prescribing ivermectin. So what if they stop us? What if there's a
Well, obviously, they're going to lock stuff down when they make their move. People should get ready. They should get prepared.
Yeah, everybody should be prepared. What if they crash the websites and then you can't reach us? How are you going to protect your family? Be prepared today. Today, please. Just listen to me.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we're not locked down then, but I'm going to be speaking coming up in late, I guess, the 23rd in Pennsylvania with Tucker Carlson at one of his big events, so people can find out more about that Tucker Carlson tour. Join me, Tucker Carlson, on his nationwide tour in Reading, PA, at the Santier Arena on September 23rd. I look forward to one hell of a show with Tucker Carlson, at Tucker Carlson. Tickets at TuckerCarlson.com, VIP and meet and greets at MomsForAmerica.us/Tucker-VIP, TuckerCarlson.com/events. And I want to see you coming up in Pennsylvania on the 23rd. But stuff's so crazy, I hope we'll even be there, Dr. Stella.
I hope so, too. But guess what? If you cannot go, be able to stay in your house and ride this out. You know, a lot of people during COVID, if they had just ridden it out for a little bit, they wouldn't have had to take the shot. And a lot of people that took the shot kind of regretting it right now. They just did not ride it out. But you should be ready to ride it out. Sell some shoes, do a garage sale, sell some of your toys.
Exactly. Hold on. Stay there. You're going to come back and host. You can stay right in that seat. We're going to change cameras onto you, Dr. Stella. And then in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and is way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that. Right. So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so
banks
many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not if they there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
¶¶ Wars lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.